This is Ozarks at Large. Several coronavirus testing sites have opened across the region this week. The latest is a Mercy Hospital coronavirus evaluation site in Rogers that opened today. We're going to have more about that on Monday's edition of Ozarks at Large. The site is set up as a drive-thru, but it is still reserved for patients who have a fever of at least 100.4 degrees and respiratory symptoms, including cough or shortness of breath, and either travel to a high-risk area or contact with a known patient. Anyone seeking a test has to call the evaluation site before arriving. That number, 479-717-7585. As more testing sites become available, more people are getting tested. Ozarks at Large's Zuzanna Sitek spoke with Laura Bell Phillips, who got tested this week. Bell Phillips says she's not a medical professional, but she wanted to share her experience.
Maybe let's start with a question that I think our listeners will be wondering about, and that's whether you've gotten the test results back yet.
No, I was tested on Tuesday evening, and they said it should be 3 to 4 days. And apparently, from what I understand, they're sending those to Quest Laboratory. I might be wrong, but that's what one of the nurses at the testing facility told me. Which is why the turnaround takes so long.
And which testing facility did you end up going to? And you know, what was that whole experience like?
I went to the Washington Regional testing site, which is right across from the hospital. When you walk up, there are two obvious entrances. And one has two or three people in full protective gear. People might get kind of freaked out when you get out of your car and there's people in what looks like hazmat suits, but they have the hair bonnet and the mask and gloves and gowns and shoe protectors and goggles. And it is just to protect them, because we have got to protect our healthcare staff, because they're the ones that are, you know, literally on the front line of this and exposed to, you know, heaven knows how many patients a day. So don't be alarmed by that. But they took my information and asked me a few questions. And I had already done the screening through the Washington Regional Hotline. When I told them that, it went a little faster. And because of my chronic health condition, I was immediately escorted to the door next door, where they were a few, I think there were probably about 6 curtained off areas with tables and, you know, vital blood pressure cuffs, pulse ox. They had one of the super fancy thermometers that didn't need to touch me. I was given a pair of non-latex gloves to wear, just again to protect surfaces. And the only time I took those off was when they were checking my oxygen saturation on my finger, the little clip that goes on your finger, and they immediately wiped that down. And so they, you know, ask questions about my travel history. Sorry. My travel history and what kind of health problems I had and my symptoms and how fast they approached or how long I'd had them, how high my fever had been. And I met the criteria for testing. So they tested for COVID-19 and the regular flu. And those are both swabs that go up your nose, which are not super fun, but they go as quick as possible and, you know, are very cognizant that this is an extremely uncomfortable test.
Definitely.
And so I should get those results in 3 to 4 days. And I have never wished to just have the regular normal flu so much. But the staff was, you know, completely professional, very compassionate. But, you know, there was a sense of urgency and seriousness. They weren't, you know, being hyperbolic about, you know, oh, you have to be careful. But, you know, we were stressed that go home and quarantine yourself until you get the test results. Try and limit contact with anybody else in your family. Do not leave the house. So I am in our back bedroom with Netflix, and if I do leave the room, I have a mask. I haven't really talked to my kids since Tuesday.
Oh, my.
So that's been a little hard. But I've also felt, you know, so awful that I'm just kind of here watching bad TV and trying to stay hydrated.
Feel free to go into as much detail as you feel comfortable with for this next question, but what made you go, I really think I need to be tested for coronavirus?
So Tuesday, I actually had an appointment at the oncology clinic. And so obviously I don't think I got it there because it takes so long for the symptoms to kick in after exposure. But I do want to stress to people that I wasn't out, you know, at a bar or a restaurant or something. I was at a doctor's appointment. That's the only reason I left the house. And so about 2 or 3 o'clock on Tuesday, I was like, I really don't feel good. And I felt, you know, hot and flushed, checked my temperature. It was about like 100.6. It wasn't 101. It was still in that range where it was like, okay, that's kind of concerning. And I started getting a lot of chest pressure, and shortness of breath, and cough. So I'm a breast cancer survivor, and I finished chemotherapy in February.
Okay.
And so it was soon enough after chemo that I felt like calling my oncologist was the right move. They immediately referred me to the hotline, which is 479-463-2055. And, you know, it maybe took 5-8 minutes. And again, the nurse was very kind and very patient in me asking questions. You know, they didn't throw a lot of medical jargon at you. It was just very simple, very plain questions. And based on my symptoms and my medical history, I was then directed to this testing site. And so my husband and I loaded up and went to the testing site. And we were in and out in maybe 30 minutes. There were a few people in line, and they were encouraging us to stay 3 to 4 feet apart. So when you get there, they immediately put a mask on you if you don't already have one. I was lucky because of last year's cancer diagnosis. We had a pretty big box of masks left over, so I went in a mask. But if you just walk up, based on, you know, your screening phone call or orders from your primary care physician, they will put a mask on you and a pair of gloves. So there were, you know, like I said, maybe 3 of us standing 3 to 4 feet apart. And they were able to get, like I said, they have quite a few little areas sectioned off. So they were able to to get us in a pretty timely manner.
So it sounds like the breast cancer diagnosis and the treatment that followed do mean some potential immunodeficiency that is such a concern during this outbreak.
Right. I also have an autoimmune lung disease and rheumatoid arthritis. And so it's just a really fun bag of making me really immunocompromised. And obviously, my story is going to be a little different because of my medical background, but I just wanted to kind of, and that's why I posted in the Yolidarity group online, I wanted to take some of the mystery out of the process and that it is very simple to call this hotline and it might be nothing, you know, and if you don't meet the criteria, which they have to be strict with, they will refer you to urgent care or your primary care physician or, you know, somewhere else where you can get care. Because sometimes those symptoms can be other things, but when they feel like they're all together enough that it warrants testing, they are doing the testing.
Did you get any guidance for what happens if you know, if the test does come back positive?
I mean, basically, you're quarantined for about 2 weeks is what they told me, just to make sure that you're not actively infectious. It's a good sign when your fever starts going down, but the pneumonia apparently can set in like 6 to 10 days after you start feeling sick. And so that, I guess, been part of the problem is people start feeling a little better and then go back out and can infect more people. So that's why it's so important to flatten that curve and, you know, do like California and New York City have done. Just stay home. If you can at all, please stay home, because people like me who are immunocompromised or have these chronic conditions are the ones that are, you know, most likely to get it. And it could be really, really bad for us. And I know that not everyone can stay home. And I'm very privileged that my partner and I are able to stay home and my kids are home from school. But I completely understand that not everyone is in that situation. But if you can, please, please, please don't go out.
Thank you so much, Laura, for letting us into your life a little bit and kind of what you've been through the last couple of days.
Well, I appreciate you asking and trying to, you know, get that demystification out there. I really appreciate it.
Laura Bell Phillips speaking with Ozarks at Large's Zuzana Sitek about getting tested for the coronavirus. That Facebook group she mentioned called Yolidarity, we did a story on that earlier this week. You can find Antoinette Grajeda's story at OzarksAtLarge.com.